My name's Kimberly, and I'm founder of Who Get in the Early Years. This is an international hub for supporting early years teaching, training, and inspiration. And with all the work I do, I'm focused on helping you to be the very best version of yourself by embracing the Scandinavian way of living well. So, welcome back to my podcast. Gosh, it's been a while, but I'm so excited to be back with my brand new series, which is going to be all about rewilding. And each week, I'll be coming to you with a weekly theme from my brand new course, Rewilding Your Wanderlust. And we'll be chatting about all things nature and wild nature play. So this week, I'm going to be answering your question about how you can find joy in the rain. And boy, have we had lots of rain recently here in the UK. And we are set to probably continue having lots of rain year on year due to climate change. We're going to find ourselves with wet, soggy winters and hot summers, hot, dry summers. So, what we need to be doing is not seeing the rain as a barrier to getting outside, but actually turning the situation around and thinking, right, it's raining again. What joy does this bring us? What positives are in this situation? What do we get to do today that we don't get to do on a sunny day? So, number one, getting outside in the rain, it makes us more resilient. We know that spending time in nature is good for us. I talk about this lots on my training course about all the different benefits of getting out into nature. But studies show it can also make us more resilient as well, which is really good for our mental health and our lifelong skills that we're wanting to promote in young children. So we're thinking it might rain, we might get cold, but this might make us feel a little bit uncomfortable at times, but do you know what? It makes us stronger. And actually, if we can get outside and be in the right kind of weatherproof clothing, then we can be outside enjoying it and we can be outside for longer periods of time as well. So being outside, it does make us resilient to things. I also like the mentality of the Scandinavians. You know, snow happens, sleet happens, ice happens. You just have to get on with it. Life goes on. And we need to help children grow up with that certain resilience to the weather as well. At times it can be tough, can't it? But we are resilient. And if climate change is going to affect the weather that we have, we need to have different attitudes towards it. And as I talk about in my training, our attitudes as adults are really contagious. So if we wake up in the morning and we're like, oh, it's raining again, it's miserable, it's horrible outside, then that's what the children we're around are going to think. They're going to believe that that's it. The rain isn't a good thing. We don't go out when it rains. Think about your actions as well. How do your actions within a day show how you feel about the weather? So, for instance, if you are a teacher or an early educator, do you say, it's raining today, the doors are staying shut, we're not going out? Or there'll be no break time today, outdoors. Instead, we will watch something on the screen inside. So our actions and our attitudes are contagious, and I think it's important to just remember that. Number two, in how we find joy in the rain. Well, the rain is actually fun. As I've said, it brings different opportunities than a sunny day does. We get to jump in puddles. We get to test just how deep the puddles are and test out our fears and maybe our wonders and curiosities by going right into the centre of a deep puddle and wondering where it comes up to on us. The rain means that we search for worms. They all come to the surface when it rains, so that their homes don't get flooded. So we can search for worms. We can wonder about where the worms are going to go. Next, we can watch the water go down the drain. My little boy's fascinated in watching this at the moment, and he loves just seeing how the water travels and moves. Then we can take our umbrellas out. So my little boy has got a fantastic dinosaur colour changing umbrella and he loves to get it out. He loves to play with it. So That's a good reason for it to rain so this umbrella can come out. And then we can also explore the different elements and how these change when they're outside. So in our outdoor classroom, I like to leave a few things outdoors. I don't pack everything away. One of those things is clay. So we don't pack our clay away. We see how it responds to the natural elements. So what happens when it rains? How does the clay change? How is it different when it rains to how it might be on a baking hot sunny day? And then number three in finding joy in the rain is it helps us to water the plants. It helps us to stay alive. We need water. We need water as a source to survive. So that's really good to remember. So next, some simple ideas for your play. We can take children to a muddy hill or a muddy sliding area and let them use all their muscles to move up and down, sliding in different ways, adding different sized tires to roll down the hill, splash into puddles, and of course, be rolled back up the hill to do all over again. We could swing in a hammock and feel the raindrops on your cheeks. I was out with my little boy and a group of friends with other little children yesterday, and it started to rain, just a few really big raindrops. And we didn't say anything as adults, we just let the children discover the raindrops. And Oliver actually saw these massive raindrops land on some of the wooden playground equipment, and he said, "What's that?" And so I pondered with him. I was like, "Oh, what do you think it could be?" And he said, "I don't know." I said, "Well, where could it have come from? Where could those big spots come from?" He said, "The birds." And then we looked around and we noticed that there weren't any birds around us at that point. And then we looked up at the sky again and we noticed that there were more drops coming down, more spots. And he was looking at the patterns they were making on the wooden equipment. And then eventually we decided that the clouds were making it rain. So that was a really nice way that we just pondered together. And I didn't just jump in with the right answer, but we were thinking about it. And I was a real partner in the play at that point, not giving him all the answers. It's a very easy, isn't it, for us just to jump in and say, "Oh, it's raining." We can also find natural treasures and explore if they float or sink. For examples, catkins, sticks, pine cones, blossom. What happens if we add them to a puddle? We can also incorporate some stillness into our time. So, sitting together at a window, watching how the rain changes the view. The cars have their windscreen wipers on, puddles are getting bigger, the birds are sheltering in the trees, raindrops sit on the branches. I always think that's really beautiful, the way they just sit there perfectly still. People have got their hoods up and umbrellas. We can look at the clouds and we can track the raindrops down the window. So there are a few ideas. So in summary, how can we find joy in the rain? Well, it makes us resilient, building on our good mental health and well-being. It's fun to play out in. And thirdly, it is good for our survival. So there you go, a few ideas. And if you haven't signed up yet to my course on rewilding your wanderlust, you can still grab our £10 offer instead of £200 by heading across to www.whogetintheearlyyears.co.uk. Okay, well, I'm going to be back next week where I'm going to be talking to you about rainbows and how we can support our play and look at rainbows as well. So thank you so much for listening. Take care. Have a good weekend. Bye.